Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Ebo Getty, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. Well, we're back.
We are? Where'd we go?
I don't know, but we haven't been in this room for a while.
It has been a while.
So what do we got on the agenda today, Terry?
Oh, we got an update on something we talked about actually a couple times, the dog Phoenix from Maryland area, Baltimore.
Please tell me it's good news.
It's not.
Oh, man.
So for folks that don't know, Phoenix was a dog that two boys lit on fire, but actually survived for a while. They ended up euthanizing the dog because the burns were too severe. So they just went to trial, and these two pieces of crap that are now actually a legal age of adult are Trevor and Tremaine Johnson from Baltimore.
So these two brothers thought it was really cool to light a dog on fire.
Yeah, I don't know their reasoning. I haven't seen anything that said why they did it, but...
Who cares why? They should be in jail.
They should be in jail.
Yeah.
So right now they're in a mistrial state because one of the 12...
Jurors
said he couldn't make up his mind.
I don't know why. You know, that's just nuts.
You can only speculate, but yeah. Something seems a little bit greasy there, but...
Yeah. So, what are the odds of this being retried?
They're looking at it. The prosecutor hasn't decided as of the message I received today.
Mm-hmm.
So
we need to push?
Nobody's called out for it, and I'm not sure how to push that. I mean, we can certainly put something together, I would think.
Maybe Rescue Inc. will get behind some kind of a push since they were
involved in
finding the bad guys.
Yeah, they put up the reward money.
That'll do it every time. Somebody will squeal on you if you offer them enough money.
yes, they will.
And I think that's just a damn shame. I mean, I get the whole democracy crap, and you know that 12 jurors have to agree. I just don't get why they didn't. And I really hope it's retried, and these two slime bags go to jail. They need to be in jail.
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, you want to give benefit of the doubt, and maybe there was some reasonable doubt, because it is supposed to be without that.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to be suspicious in nature, so I suspect that there was some other either bias or prejudice or
bribery. Yeah, it kind of makes me crazy, because if they did it, there's such a correlation between cruelty to animals and cruelty to people.
Yeah.
And, you know, if these two young men did this horrible deed, well, we're going to hear about them again.
Yeah, they'll be in jail
and
sooner
sadly,
or later.
Sadly, it may be when they've harmed a human.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grr.
Yeah, I doubt they'll be Harvard grads.
Seriously. Okay, what else?
Well, this is kind of weird, and I've had this a while. We haven't talked about this. And it's bizarre. It's really just an audio interrupter type device. It's called a doggy walk, and it goes on the leash between the dog and the end of the leash. And so if the dog pulls, it triggers a sound, a loud uncomfortable sound. They're very bizarre.
Where did you hear about that?
In this pamphlet I'm holding.
Where did you get the pamphlet? Did it come in the mail? Did it just show up? Did you pick it up at a doggy event?
I picked it up at a doggy event. I can't remember which one.
Okay, let me see.
Yeah. you're supposed to laugh. That was funny.
Oh, yeah. okay, I did now. Okay, so, wow.
It's very odd. I've never seen anybody use one, and I've never seen them around. Yeah. Some bizarre pictures. I guess it could work. I don't know that it would work, but it could work.
Yeah, it's noise aversion therapy.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
You could probably use a soda can with pennies in it and get the same result if you were on it quickly enough. That's really unusual. I had never heard of this thing, and I'm not sure that I want to give it a whirl, but I might just have to get one. Just to see what it's like.
We should call them, see if we could do a review on the show.
Oh,
then
that's
we don't have to spend our money on a piece of crap if it is.
Not that it is.
No, but we'll determine in a test if it is a piece of crap.
That's
or
a really
not.
Good idea. Okay, so we'll do that because this is very unusual. Yeah,
it is odd, and I've had that sitting around a while. I thought, man, we haven't talked about that yet. It's like a refurbished use of an old methodology. I mean, it's kind of putting it by the dog and on the leash, and that's
kind of
different.
It's kind of like noise aversion therapy for barkers.
Yeah.
You know, where you have the bark collar that emits a noise when the dog barks.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Yeah. So I've got something that's a little off topic, but kind of along the same subject as that leash thing. Have you seen the bark-offs, they're called?
No. What is it?
It's a basically a box that you mount near, I guess, where the dog's going to bark, in case you can anticipate that.
Like a front door or something.
Front door, window, whatever. And it emits this obnoxious sound. It's supposed to stop the dog. And that right now there's...
And it's voice activated.
Yes, the dog barks, it goes, bah, and then it goes, you know. So my mother-in-law got one of those, sent us one. Like, I don't know why, but sent us one. We could actually play with it if you want. It's useless because it doesn't work for her at all.
And she has a...
A little Yorkie.
Okay, who's a barker.
At times.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not the best at training. They're
so the
older.
Yorkie has trained them. Yeah.
And so this was their solution, and it's a turd.
Uh-huh. So the Yorkie's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it may work for some dogs. Mm-hmm. For the Yorkie, it doesn't even pay any attention to it. The thing goes off, and it might just as well not go off, because maybe the dog thinks it's another dog barking with it. I don't know, but
right,
it's...
Right, party time.
Yeah.
Join in. Okay, so, well, at least at some point we can hook this thing up and make it go off so people can hear it.
Yeah, I got one. I got to find it again. She sent it to me. I don't know why.
So you'll hear a funny noise someday emitting from Bark Radio's microphone, and it's gonna
and it won't be Sparky.
It won't be Sparky. That's right. The weirdest things just show up. But you know, people know that the market for anything related to dogs is huge, and so stuff gets invented and thrown out there, and it doesn't mean it has to be good. Or
typically
appropriate
not,
or anything else. So, yeah. Interesting, though. Yeah, I never heard of that one either. Man, that's two. Woo! Two out of two.
Yeah.
All right. Enough of that silliness. What else we got, Terry?
Well, you had something on some dogfighting stuff.
Oh, yeah. Actually, this is very, very, very cool. There's a young man, mixed martial arts middleweight champion, Jake Shields. And you know what? Unlike some athletes,
football players,
will remain unmentioned. This guy's really into animal welfare, and I love this. He is part of an organization called Knockout Dogfighting.
Cool.
And here's the quote from him, and I just love this. This is a young guy, and he says, "Now that I'm a known fighter, I think it's important for me to be a positive role model and speak out to let people know this kind of stuff isn't okay." He's referring to dog fighting. "As professional fighters, we are willing participants and can walk away whenever we want. Dogs aren't given that choice."
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That's a really strong statement.
And I love it because, and there's a great photo of him in a pit, you know, and... If more athletes would just jump on board this sort of thing, you know, because they're the ones who kids look up to.
Yeah.
Little boys especially. These are their role models. And the ones who are jerks, you know, they're passing along the wrong message. Guys like this young man, I love this. Jake Shields, rock on, mister.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, man. So that's it for me for today.
I think that's it for this episode.
Yeah, we're out of here. Bye.